April 1st, you know what day that is. April Fool's Day. Wish it was April Fool's Day in politics today, don't you? Oh, yeah, I wish it was, too. Welcome. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Thanks for tuning in. Mike Levins here. Go ahead, call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard. You can also call in abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Well, Governor Mike Pence, of course, backtracking, trying to clarify the religious freedom law. On visitindy.com, I've got a big graphic saying, all are welcome in Indy, with the gay pride colors flying across the graphic. You have to look at it yourself. Visitindy.com. I don't know if that's actually a government website or not. But it's got, you know, the rainbows that they go ahead and put on the gay pride flags and stuff like that. It's got those kind of interweaved into the graphic, so that's not on purpose, is it? Welcome to the program, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. Thanks for listening on this wonderful Wednesday, hump day, but we got something that even trumps it more than that. It's April Fool's Day here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. So if you've got an April Fool's story, go ahead and share it with us, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. So we've got the deadline for Iranian nuclear talks running out, but still continuing. Benjamin Netanyahu has something to say about that. We'll go ahead and he's basically repeating what he said in the past, but we'll go ahead and play you a clip for that. And then we've got some backtracking. Chris Gall is vice president of Visit Indy, vice president of marketing, I believe. He believes that Indiana still is being enthusiastic. And then Arkansas joining the fray, passing a similar law to Indiana. A similar law to Indiana. And what I'm going to do is we've got an article at foxnews.com. Arkansas passes religious freedom bill similar to new Indiana law, sparking more protests. And here's how it reads. Arkansas lawmakers on Tuesday approved a religious freedom bill similar to the one recently passed in Indiana that critics say creates the potential for businesses and others to legally discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation. Now, I think it's interesting because Governor Mike Pence has said that he does not want discrimination to take place and that he is simply for religious freedom. Now, I made the point on the show the other day that, see, this really isn't an issue of constitutional rights, and that's the problem. Everyone's trying to make this a legal issue. They're really trying to make this an issue of, all right, well, are we infringing on other citizens' rights, when it's really not that at all. Because the problem is you're really having an intersect of Christianity and the state right now. Christianity is the largest religion, in this country. And now there's this backlash. And it's because of the times in which we're living in. Now, there is this tremendous, tremendous backpedaling by politicians, because they are all, even Republicans, and this is probably the establishment Republicans here, and this is why, as Christians, you can't really say that you're Republican or Democrat, because there's a lot of backpedaling going on, because they're all saying, listen, we want everyone to, we don't want anyone to be discriminated against. We want everyone to have their rights, but you're still avoiding the problem. And that's the issue here. No one is really addressing the real issue, because you could do all that you want to guarantee rights of every individual, but you're still going to have the issue of Christians not wanting to do things that go against their conscience because of their religious beliefs. And no matter how many laws you pass, that's something you're never going to get around. So what this really is about is an intersect between church and the state. Am I saying church and state are coming together? No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is they're conflicting right now, and that everyone who says that this is really just an issue of rights, they've got it wrong. Because this is not going to go away anytime soon, no matter what law you pass. I don't care if they passed a law saying that homosexuals had to be, that they couldn't be refused business, or that no one could be refused business. Because in order to make a law, in order to make this not specifically about homosexuality, you'd have to pass a law that would basically give people the right to have business dealings with any company where they cannot be refused business for any reason. If you make it solely based on sexual orientation, now you're making a privileged class of people. So you have to enact some kind of law that's going to have some kind of wording that broadens the base, that broadens the applicable persons. Because if you don't have that, then it will create a privileged class of people. And then what you have there is you just have legislating, which is stuck in the mores of modern times. And if we follow that all the way to its fruition, and Al Locke has been on the air with us before, he talked about this, Nazi Germany had a lot of similar things happening in the nation. Are we going to be Nazi Germany? No, I don't think we're going to be Nazi Germany. But we need to be careful. We need to be careful because at one point, and it has not just happened with Germany, there have been other nations in the world where they have been convinced as a people that other peoples were inferior to them, or that they were the superior country in the world. Now, of course, we believe that about ourselves in a lot of ways. You say, well, what about, we believe that about ourselves right now. Right, but, and some would disagree with me, for the most part, we are trying to use our influence in a positive way around the world. Now, someone says simply pushing the U.S. agenda. It all depends on what you believe. It all depends on, well, if you believe that Muslims in the Middle East should be able to practice uninhibited Sharia law and be able to execute people of other religions, such as Christians or Buddhists, I don't care what, but basically treat them as second-class citizens and commit horrible atrocities across the ocean, and they should be completely free to do that without intervention, then that's what you believe. But I believe, for the most part, the United States' influence in the world has been for good. Now, we've definitely had some times, if you look in history, Teddy Roosevelt, he definitely did, I guess you could just basically call it conquests of Cuba and different areas, but so there, it's not like we have a perfect history. No country does. But what can we do right now? We need to be careful that we don't fall into this trap, because if our mores just keep on shifting, if they're not based on anything, then who knows where we'll end up? And that's why God, that's why Jesus is the answer. And some of you would say, well, how can you jump to that conclusion? Because you have to have a true north. You have to have an anchor. Because if you don't, logically, I'm not even going into any other kind of school of thought here. If you just are basing it purely on logic, if you do not have some kind of fundamental, if when I say yes to you, if that does not mean I affirm you, and no means I don't affirm you, if our words have no meaning, if nothing has an anchored meaning, then we can't rule or have any structure set up for anything. And in today, you know, my generation specifically, we were kind of peppered with this idea of postmodernism. And we're seeing that in our nation today in struggles like this. In Arkansas, now coming up, if you just tuned into the program, welcome, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180 abroad. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. Arkansas joining the fray. We're talking about that and, of course, the Indiana law and what this really means and what's the real issue here. It's not a legislative issue because you're not going to be able to legislate down to that fine of a point to be able to guarantee that no one will be discriminated against. Because even at that point, there are still going to be Christians, many Christians, who will refuse to do that and will even go to jail for that because, quite honestly, and for a lot of listeners here, this is probably going to be a reality check about Christians. Christians around the world go to jail for what they believe. They die for what they believe because that's more important to them. And I promise you, if any kind of law gets passed that forces Christians to offer business services to homosexuals, many of those Christians would rather go to jail or face fines than do that. You're not going to be able to control Christianity. No country is ever been able to control no country is being able to control, no country ever has been able to control. Classic example is China. China has been experiencing tremendous revival, at least in the past few years. I don't know about necessarily present today. It all depends on where society is. But China is ruled with an iron fist of communism. Everything is state-controlled. It is illegal to essentially be a Christian in many ways in that nation. Just simply to be a Christian, to believe in Jesus Christ. And people go to jail for that faith. Now, why do they go to jail for that faith? Because they found the pearl of great price. And what does that mean? Because they found something so special. Because Christianity, because Jesus Christ is something so revolutionary that they're willing to give everything else up and hold on to that. And we'll talk about that more in this next break. We're heading to a break. Call in, though, with your questions. April Fool's stories. Want to hear them. 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. You know what I would love? I would love an April Fool's joke from the government regarding my taxes. Oh, we were going to do taxes for you this month. April Fool's, you're off the hook. We are just joking about that whole thing. I'm waiting for it. We'll be back after this break. We'll take your calls and we'll go from there. All right. April Fool's Day. Welcome to the program. It's a new day, WFYL. This isn't an April Fool's joke. We're here. Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180 abroad. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. Call in with your April Fool's story. Again, call in with your April Fool's story. Want to get them on the air? We'll have them aired. We'll talk to you. All be wonderful. We're talking about the Indiana law. Arkansas joining the fray now, too. Oh, what is going on? You know, Indiana had a similar law, or no, not Indiana. Bill Clinton signed a similar law in 1993. Indiana was just modeling that after the federal law. And there are 19 other states that have similar laws on the books, so Indiana isn't alone. And I believe Hillary Clinton, up until at least 2013, her current political stance, until she really changed it, was that homosexuals, or that she did not believe against homosexual marriage. Now, that may not be all the way to 2013. I understand that. But I would like to check the records on that. I would guess that Mrs. Clinton was not so, at least publicly, open to the idea of homosexual marriage. So what's going on? Why is everything changing here? Why are all these opinions just flip-flopping? I guess we shouldn't expect a whole lot more from politicians. That would be a good April Fool's party trick, though. I guess that would be good. Today's the day for politicians. Just goes, see, I wasn't for homosexual marriage before, but now I am. So it's April Fool's. I was just joking before. That whole year or that whole 5 years, this is the day for politicians. They need to be all over this. April Fool's Day. We should make this a political holiday. This shouldn't just be another date on the calendar. We should all have off from work. Man, I'm liking that idea. What do you think? 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. So the state Republican House in Arkansas has approved the bill prohibiting the state and local governments from infringing on a person's religious beliefs without, quote, compelling interest. And that has been, at least the measure now goes to the governor, which is Asa Hutchinson, who said he has, or he will, sign it into law. Doug McMillan, the CEO of Arkansas-based Walmart, has issued a statement on Tuesday pressing Hutchinson to veto this legislation and adding that the law would, quote, undermine the spirit of inclusion, unquote, in the state. Well, it depends on what you want to include. A lot of people have no problem with homosexual marriage. They have no problem with that at all. That's because they're looking at it from a purely secular standpoint. That's why. That's the reason no one has. And that's my whole generation. We were raised with that idea that, listen, do whatever you want. Okay? Whatever you think is right is right. Whatever I think is right is right. See, the problem is at some point someone's wrong. That's the problem with that kind of thinking. You know, there's a scripture that comes to mind too. This isn't the scripture of the day. Every man did right in their own eyes. Anyone, that ring any bells? Let's see, Judges 21:25. This isn't the scriptural, this isn't the scripture of the day. See, this is a New Living Translation of Judges 21:25. In those days, Israel had no king. All the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes. And might I add that times were not good in ye old Israel at that point. In fact, because everyone was doing right in their own eyes, half of the time Israel would end up in captivity or a national calamity, and then God would raise up a judge. That's why the book is called Judges, because God would raise up a judge. The judge would basically come and rescue them because Israel would follow God for a while when things got rough, and then when things got better, they'd go ahead and fall away, and then they'd sit there and they'd worship idols and, you know, all that normal run-of-the-mill stuff. And then they'd end up being in captivity because God would send judgment because now they were sacrificing their children to Molech, or they were, you know, having orgies around Asherah poles. It's interesting if you look up some of those cultic practices, why God did not want them to worship idols. They're really kind of nasty. And then God would raise up a judge, and then the judge would come, and he would stand up for right, and he would free them from captivity, and then Israel would come back to God and go, oh, thank you so much, everything's all back to normal, and then the cycle would repeat itself. Kind of like us. I feel like I'm preaching on the air. It's kind of like us, isn't it? It really is, because in our own lives, and as Christians, we could attest to this, we kind of have those ebbs and flows. We're kind of like, all right, God, thank you so much for everything you've done. It's maybe a real hard time in our life, and we're really digging into the Bible, and we're praying, we're going to church all the time, and then things get good, and I could skip my prayer time. I don't need to go to church this Sunday. And it's not like your salvation depends on those things, but it's a slow apathy that starts to set in. Ever slowly does it set in. I think we're seeing the same thing in our nation today. I don't think this is a legislative issue. I think this is a spiritual issue. The nation is rejecting Christianity as a whole like it hasn't before. There have been times when our nation has come back. In fact, I studied them in school. The First Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening. I couldn't believe that when I actually realized what those were. Those were revivals, and they were in my history textbooks in public school. And I went to school in the 90s, 2000s. I'm a millennial. I couldn't believe that. I didn't realize that at the time. I'm just thinking, all right, here's Jonathan Edwards. I don't know who the heck is this guy. All right, well, because I wasn't so enthusiastic about that part of history class. But when I actually realized it later in life, what we were studying, oh my goodness, these are integral parts of American history enough to be in history books? I wonder why. Because they changed the nation. People were running away from God, now they're coming back. We're seeing part of the cycle happen here. The question is, are we going to come back? Because there is a point in Scripture, too, where God basically says, listen, if this is the way you want it, that's the way you're going to have it. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord. All those blessings that we've had, they're going to go away. And we have been seeing them go away because our hearts and our minds have been going away from God himself. We got to head to a break, but we'll be back after this. 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. Abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's abroad at 1-877-667-1180. Welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday, April Fool's Day, here on 1180 WFYL. This just in, Governor Mike Pence apologizes to homosexuals and says he would do everything in his power to repeal the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Did I get you with that one? It is April Fool's Day, after all. No, I didn't. Well, welcome to the program, anyway. Again, call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. I wonder if I got you with that one. I don't know if I did or not. I guess that's what happens when you're on one side of the microphone. Sometimes you don't know everything that happens on the other side. Thanks for joining us this morning. Well, we're talking about just that. That's right. Indiana's law, Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now Arkansas following suit with a similar law on the books, joining 19 other states with a similar law on the books, and very characteristic of the one passed into law by President Bill Clinton in 1993, and how this is not a legislative issue. And now I'm looking at a couple articles, actually. I'm looking at Indy Star, where Tully says Mike Pence is out of his league. Out of his league as governor. And now the attacks start. Now, they've started beforehand, but now they're really going to pile on. And now we're going to see, the mettle of our leaders. And not necessarily here in Pennsylvania, because we're talking about Indiana, but our leaders abroad, because I believe what he does is going to speak more to the wider attitude of our leaders across this nation. Because what he does will set a standard. Now, why we have 19 other states that have a similar law on the books. Arkansas just followed suit, but why is Indiana all of a sudden the one that everyone is screaming about and everyone is so angry about? 19 other states have a similar law on the books. Why is that? Our nation's changing. Our nation's changing, folks. It's been changing. And these are some of the signs of it. Some of the values and principles we've held near and dear. I gotta be honest, for a lot of people listening that are not a millennial generation like I am, my generation doesn't care about. And that infuriates some people listening, really gets them mad. But you have to understand something. My generation was told all our schooling, I was in public school, you could believe whatever you want, you could do whatever you want, whatever is, well, not necessarily you could do whatever you want, but if it's right for you, then it's right for you. And whatever I do that's right for me is right for me. You can believe whatever you want to believe. We were taught there was no right and wrong. What we're doing is we're seeing the fruits of that. Now, I believe part of that is because of the other things that have happened in our nation. It's because of things like the divorce rate that's so high, the breakdown of the family, and other things like that. There are so many different parts to the issues here at this nation. It's not just one thing. Not just one thing at all. And we got to keep that in mind. Am I making an excuse for it? No. But there's more than one factor here. More than one factor at play. There always is. Always more than one factor at play. We got Al Locke joining us in studio this morning. Al, how you doing?
Michael, I just want to take issue with what you just said. And I'm sure if you think about it, the Bible has a standard. The Holy Word of God basically sets that standard. We're all Christians pay some heed to it. And some of us pay strict heed to it. Your generation, in my mind, was brainwashed, okay? And a lot of you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. You're not being told, you haven't been told the whole story. This is our nation is exceptional. We've had the great... God has really blessed us. Here, William Penn established Pennsylvania. I just heard Sam Rohr, and we're trying to get the U-Turn conference and some of the this breakfast that we had just last Saturday, trying to play Sam Rohr's speeches on the air, and we're making efforts to do that. And a lot of that basically differentiates, outlines how I feel about it. Sam is obviously able to speak in a much more coherent way than I am, but I agree with him almost 100%. I don't agree with anybody except God 100%, Jesus Christ. So what I'm trying to say is that we're trying to get Sam on also from 12 to 1 to basically put the truth out there. And yesterday I outlined some of the things that your generation and indeed most of the people in the United States have been not told, and they've been, and this started a long time ago in college. I was told, and as a young person, a lot of people believed that you know, let everybody do their thing as long as it doesn't affect me. And it sounds good, but the reality of it is, many, many years removed from me being in college, looking back on it, yeah, it doesn't sound like anything's at miss if the homosexuals do their own thing. And studies by noted people who do statistics, who are experts in their field, say the average gay has 40 to 80 different sexual partners, a year. Do you know how much disease is passed around? Do you know how that drives our medical bills up? If you pay, as we do, Blue Cross Blue Shield, the rates have been skyrocketing. And it used to be in the newspapers that if you had AIDS, you got all this medicine, try and prolong your life. And it's much advanced since those days. But it used to be a person needed $100,000 worth of pills a year to just fight his AIDS condition, fight his HIV condition. So it does affect us. And I've made letters to the editor before that if you want to be a homosexual, you should pay a higher rate of Blue Cross Blue Shield medical medical insurance, so the rest of us don't have to basically make up for your lifestyle choices. And you don't want to discriminate against anybody. You don't want to basically not love everybody. But on the other hand, you can't say that this doesn't affect us, and your generation hasn't known that. Your generation wasn't told in school that the average gay woman dies at age 42, the average gay man dies at age 43, and they die sooner if they get AIDS. You weren't told that. And basically, the Bible is yet again proven to be true. You don't want to indulge in that lifestyle. And you won't hear this at a majority of the radio stations, or hardly any, and certainly not in school. And most schools. But you have to deal with reality sooner or later. And Nazi Germany didn't hear the truth, and they made some very, very, very bad choices. And it was in Germany. Well, how can that affect us? It was a World War II. It was a disaster. It affected almost everybody.
And that's exactly what our generation was told. My generation was told that there is no right and wrong. You do whatever you want in your own eyes. And that's a lot of the reason why we're at where we are today. We're seeing the fruits of that. we're seeing the fruits of my generation that, again, believes that. We were taught that in public school, that's how we should live our lives. And because of that, we're having all these issues. And we're having this huge debate.
We're not having issues. We're having problems. We're having money-making. We're ruining people's lives, young people's lives. Yes, we are.
Yeah. But this has also marked a huge turning point in our nation, because now we're seeing a huge backlash in laws like Indiana, because 19 other states had this law on the books. 19 other states. Bill Clinton signed one similar into law in 1993. So why is the big issue now? And that's part of the reason, I believe. We're going to have to head to a break, but we'll be back on 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. Call in with your April Fool's story here at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the program. Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. April Fool's Day. Is that Al Locke joining us on the air before offering his input into the situation? And, you know, that do whatever is right in your own eyes idea, if you follow that to its end, it's going to get you in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Now, what does that have anything to do with this whole argument? Homosexuality infringing on someone's rights is Indiana law. Because basically we're seeing that Indiana law is putting that into effect. This idea of, well, we need to protect homosexual rights. What does that idea of do whatever is right in your own eyes, what does that have to do with the topic in Indiana? It has everything to do with the topic in Indiana, because as I said before, my generation was peppered with this idea in public school, and it wasn't the right idea, that we can do whatever we want in our own eyes. And that's just what the Bible talks about in Judges. And the people in Israel did what was right at whatever in their own eyes, and it got them into trouble. And God had to save them again and again and again. Let's go to the scripture of the day. We've got Galatians 6. A lot of you, when I say that, already know exactly where I'm going to go. We got some Bible Christians probably listening to the program, but let's go ahead and read it. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And all of us who are basically speaking against this, because we're not speaking against this because we look at homosexuals as second-class citizens. We're not saying that at all. My goodness, one of the people who influenced me most in my life lived as a homosexual for years. He's a minister of God now. But his testimony was absolutely astounding. He was in line to get a sex change. In fact, if you still talk with him sometimes, there's still, because he was raised, I believe, without a father. He had a lot of feminine influence. He has a little bit of a feminine twang in his voice. But he used to be a homosexual. Now he has a family. 3 kids. He's an astounding man of God, preaches all over the world, tells people his testimony, how God saved him from homosexuality. I don't believe that homosexuals are second-class citizens. I believe what they're doing is destructive to themselves. It's destructive to the nation. And that's what I believe. The question is, are my beliefs worth defending? That's the question we're posed with as a nation today. And it's hitting the road in this Indiana controversy. Everything's called a controversy in politics. Everything's called a controversy. But that's what's happening. It's hitting the road today. The rubber meets the road with this Indiana case. And what are the Indiana legislature and Governor Mike Pence going to do? And that's why this is our scripture of the day today. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Early Christians were being persecuted, killed, run out of towns. You could read it all in the book of Acts in the Bible. Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death by an angry crowd, as he basically said, Lord, forgive them as he was dying. And that's right. Christians will give up their life for people because Jesus gave his life for us. So we don't view homosexuals as second-class citizens. We believe and we view homosexuals, people, and I don't even believe that people should be defined by their sexual orientation. That's almost doing disservice to the person itself. I'm not known as a heterosexual. Why should I call you a homosexual? It's what sin does. Sin debases us. It tarnishes the image of God that is on each and every person, that God made us in his image. It makes you something less than what you are. And what you are is someone that needs to come home, each and every one of us. Jesus died on the cross, and we have Easter coming up this week. Jesus died on the cross. We celebrate that. In Easter, Good Friday, he died. Sunday, he rose again. And he rose again to save you and I from our sin because of what sin does. And it's not just homosexuality. There's tons of sins out there. Everyone knows them, the Ten Commandments. And all of those debase us and break us down. And God has something better. It's his word, and his word came to the world in flesh, and that's Jesus. And it's going to be tough sometimes. It's going to be tough for those of us who are advocating for this. It really is. And if you're listening and that's not necessarily in your view, first of all, thanks for listening. And second of all, know that even though I probably believe something contrary to you, and that a lot of people maybe that you know or who are around you believe something that's contrary to you. Christians, as Christians, we're called to love you, and part of that is going, this is the truth that God has revealed to us in his word. This is what we believe, and we believe it because our lives have been changed, because our lives are not the way they used to be, because a lot of us were either in the same spot that you were. A lot of us were either, whether, who knows, take your pick, drugs, alcohol, sleeping around, or anything else you could think of, simply living for self, or there, you'd be amazed. Some people have so much of an issue with lying that they lose jobs because of it. But whatever it is, sin basically destroying our lives so much to the point where we look and go, what is really worth living for in this life? And then at one point or another, Jesus came into our lives, that knowledge of Jesus, and we went, there is something more. And he saved us. And that's for you too. And I'm not trying to be an elitist. And sometimes it's frustrating because you sit there and go, you Christians are always telling everyone what's right and you're always telling everyone what to do. Well, you know, it's because we think it'll help. It is. And what we're trying to do today is protect our rights to say that and to exercise that. Because sometimes you say that by not offering services in something that you believe is against what God has given us in his word. My father's a pastor. He would never marry two homosexuals, no matter what. It wouldn't happen. Even if laws demanded he had to, he would rather go to jail than do that. If I were in a similar position, I'd do the same thing. It's not because I don't love them. It's because I love them enough not to. At least from the way I see it. In a postmodern society, everyone sees everything differently. But this is the way. Because if we could continue to go on this postmodern bent, who knows where we'll end up? Who knows? That's just the logical end. Like to hear your opinion, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. And why not some April Fool's stories while we're at it here? We have a little bit more to talk about. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the Iranian nuclear talks now that they've gone past the deadline. Still resuming, though. We're going to move on to some other things as well. We've got your Facepalm Daily Ukrainian Update coming up in this next hour. Don't go away. You're right here on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.